Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats, PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, meet Marvin John Heemeyer, the creator of the Killdozer. He cemented himself into this beast and went on a rampage in his town, tearing down as many buildings as he could, because some of the people in his town destroyed his business. Now he's a folk hero. He was willing to be reasonable until they made him snap, and he had to do some unreasonable things. The Killdozer got stuck, and if it didn't, he would have leveled the entire town. That's when he ended himself with a boomstick. Up next, the average man swipes right on half the women on Tinder. But the average woman swipes right on only 5% of them. She only sees 5% of dudes worthy of her attention. Recently I saw a Tinder ad where two women were on the same profile as a 2-for-1 special. I'm starting to think that soon women will start dating men in groups with 10 or 20 on one dating profile, looking to share just one chat room. Women are already doing that, just not officially. Soon it'll be out in the open. Number 3, a while back there was tension between Elon Musk and Trump. But there's always been a long-standing tradition of resolving political tensions. Getting your children to marry and therefore you become family. How about Elon's so-called trans daughter and Trump's son? For once, the left made a joke that was actually funny. But on the bright side, at least Elon's trans daughter won't follow in her father's footsteps and lose her hair. Moving on, who remembers printing out MapQuest pages for road trips? Yes, and before that, I used real maps for road trips down to Florida. And then I used the Garmin before eventually using Google Maps. One time I was going to a wedding, and the MapQuest instructions told me to drive into a river. I kid you not. This is back in 2005, only 20 years ago now. The hardest navigation I've ever had to do was drive through New York City in 2005 using a map. My buddy and I were losing our minds. It was a two-man job, barely. Number 5, PETA wants us all to remember where our ice cream comes from, and to just have some oat milk instead. But is it wrong that I'm turned on and hungry at the same time? I believe the official term is horngry. I tried to get my milk from women, but they said they would throw me in jail if I tried. So I have no choice but cows, and besides, they don't complain much while they're being milked. I've watched enough anime to know where this is going next. Up next, is it true that women know who's next in line after a breakup while men don't? Yes, about 50% of women have guys waiting in the wings that they could easily replace their boyfriends with. Usually those men are higher value than their boyfriends, and they're just waiting for those guys to come onto them. Oftentimes, even her current boyfriend knows who that guy is. For men, women represent love. And for women, men represent business. We might as well be cows. Except most guys don't even get milked. Number 7, plot twist, 7 Nigerians are detained for scamming 350 Indians. If scamming was a sport, then these two ethnic groups have first and second place locked down. In the perfect world, they would leave the rest of us alone and battle each other until both sides were destroyed. Indians have a ton of Neanderthal genes in them as well as their evolutionary cousins called Denisovans. The Nigerians have tons of genes from Homo erectus. Some have up to 19% of that extinct human species. Looks like we got ourselves a caveman civil war on our hands. Moving on, remember guys, the most incels are married guys. Their wives cut them off a long time ago. Maybe the reason that women call every man they don't like an incel is because they're trying to cover up the fact that it's men that are in longer-term committed relationships that get the least amount of sex. They just call it dead bedrooms or sexless marriages. But let's just call it what it is. That guy's an incel if he's not getting it someplace else. Number 9, Texas private schools are using an AI tutor which is rocketing the students' test scores to the top 2% of the country. So how long before parents demand that this new technology is used in all their kids' classrooms? What happens to all the teachers at that point? They just become glorified lunch ladies, and that's it. On the bright side, if AI replaces teachers, mostly females these days, then they won't be raping students no more. So where will all the PDF teachers find their boy toys now? Up next, this guy's girlfriend took off with $3.6 million of a lottery prize. He didn't have a valid ID or bank account, so the lottery staff advised him to let his girlfriend claim the prize for him. When she got the money, she ghosted him and vanished. Now he's suing her and the lottery company. He's a brown illegal male getting scammed by a brown illegal female. He's a simp and didn't learn anything, and would probably do it all over again given the opportunity. Welcome to Canada. Number 11, is it true that Magic Johnson wasted the world's best corn name on a basketball career? In my opinion, he didn't waste it though because he still got AIDS. But with all the treatments and therapy, he's still alive. And I guess he didn't let it get him down and stayed positive. He survived AIDS in the 80s, which is a pretty magical thing all on its own. He will forever be remembered as the only man connected enough to survive AIDS back then. Moving on, OF is the most revenue-efficient company in the world, and no one comes even close. They don't even have to spend money on labor, and the people using their platform pay for the server costs out of their earnings. But just imagine how much more revenue-efficient they would be once they replaced all the women with AI-generated harlots. What were they thinking a handful of years ago when they tried to go mainstream and get rid of all the nudity? Losing all that money made them come to their senses. Number 13 in France, 6 out of 10 people say that freedom has declined under Macron. Don't they mean it's less free under his teacher? Because she's the one slapping him around and telling him what to do. The reason it's 6 out of 10 and not 10 out of 10 is because the other 4 were afraid of being prosecuted for opposing him. Putting up a picture of him up like this, of macaroni up in France, will either get you locked up for life or you'll receive a national prize. Up next, if you're concerned about mass migration, you're promoting terrorist ideology. And you need to be referred for de-radicalization and the government needs to intervene. Apparently, if you're red-pilled, the government now wants to de-radicalize you too. Talking about differences in race and sex are going to be considered offenses, where you get sent to re-education gulags, like poor old Winston from 1984. Number 15, Western women are upset because white dudes are going to foreign countries or dating women of other races. This Western woman wants passport bros to get ended by some random gang or guys when they travel. What Western women are really upset about is that men are increasing their optionality, and it means they'll have less friend zone simps to use going forward. As far as I'm concerned, passport bros are just the male equivalent of women becoming lesbians after one had a bad experience with a man. Except for Western men, most experiences with Western women are bad these days. Moving on, remember this rule that a man will sacrifice his happiness for his family, while a woman will sacrifice her family for her happiness. At least the kids in the picture seem to be taking the divorce well. They don't even look like they're crying. There's something wrong with this drawing, though. The guy would be the one walking out the door while another guy is coming in through the back. Maybe the kids look neutral or happy because their mother is abusive and she's the one leaving here. Number 17, if you could go back in time and tell these men only one thing, what would it be? How about you're fighting for the wrong side? Because your own country would eventually get run over by migrants. And then you fought for nothing. This GI probably thinks that speaking German sounds a whole lot better right now instead of having a transgender mulatto grandkid. He died on D-Day so that DEI Day could become a reality. Up next, a guy recently found this picture of his girl with this guy in Houston. She told him that it was just a joke. But just look at the lust in her eyes. I bet she doesn't look at her boyfriend like that. Bambi eyes, as we used to call them. Her hands are bound and she looks like she's enjoying this dude's show of dominance. She's not even all that attractive with a pancake chest and tacky tattoos. If he stays with her, he deserves what's coming. Number 19, women are upset because 80% of men are no longer interested in dating. And they were no longer trying. Of course, it's true because the juice is no longer worth the squeeze. I predicted this 10 years ago. 40% incels, 40% guys going their own way. 15% feeding off of chat scraps, and 5% getting 95% of the action of women. At this point, population crash looks imminent. I honestly don't think it's 80% yet, but we'll soon be there. Moving on, this is every woman's fantasy to be a mid or below, and have some good-looking Prince Charming that's wealthy fall head over heels for them. That's why 50 Shades of Grey is so popular. The average woman getting commitment from a high-status, good-looking man that's way out of her league. So many women fall for this and become alpha widows as a result. This only works if the woman looks average and doesn't look like a dude or a potato. Number 21, this woman is an OF model, and she just revealed the reason for her divorce is because her husband found out about a video where she smashed 20 guys at the same time on their wedding night. And there's even a link to the video that ended her marriage. Of course there is, and I'm sure you actually have to pay to see it. I'm tired of women advertising their OF pages like this. When does AI take their jobs away? Wake me up then. Up next, this guy says that he might be the only non-minority there, but at least he's not racist, and they balance the budget. Except in the end, the budget will have to be unbalanced because the welfare payments will bankrupt the system. Why is it that there are so many people promoting the idea of demographic replacement as long as it's done legally? Is this Charlie Kirk? I'm not keeping up with the new online personalities these days. Number 23, a while back when Elon and Trump got in a fight, this is what it looked like with liberals rebuying the Teslas they returned last month, and MAGAs returning the Teslas they bought last month too. And both of them will probably be back at the dealership just a couple weeks later, when Trump and Musk kissed and made up. The more likely reason the liberals went to the Tesla dealership was to burn it down before June 4th, and not to burn it on June 5th. Moving on, if you missed the opportunity to purchase Sydney Sweeney's bathwater soap, then I got another great deal for you. Rosie's bathwater soap, infused with one drop of Rosie juice. But this is clearly fake because there's no way that she even cleans herself. Then again, maybe that natural green color comes from the fact that she can't reach everywhere. I bet that you were having a great day until I showed you this, and no, I'm not sorry for doing so. Number 25 and the last one, do you guys feel bamboozled? Is makeup fraud? If this is how online dating works, then why aren't men allowed to lie about their height? And these days on Tinder, we have to verify it. I've literally posted images like this as thumbnails dozens of times. Even I'm tired of them. But it looks like these days when I get my memes from Mex, they just aren't as exciting as they used to be for some reason. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and subscribe star links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.